loan relief. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden acting on a campaign promise providing student loan forgiveness for millions of Americans. He's moving to erase up to $10,000 in debt for those with incomes under $125,000 a year or households that earn less than $250,000 a year.
The burden is especially heavy on Black and Hispanic borrowers, who on average have less family wealth to pay for it. They don't own their homes to borrow against to be able to pay for college.
And the move will cancel an additional $10,000 for people who got federal Pell Grants to attend college. South Dakota Senator John Thune says in the long run, this will hurt the economy.
It'll increase the cost of college education because tuition costs are going to go up. And it'll add to inflation because pumping more money out into the economy at a time when we've had record 40-year high inflation.
And Thune said this is a ploy by Democrats to get younger voters heading into the midterms. The police chief of Uvalde, Texas, has sent a letter to the school board totaling 17 pages and has refused to attend a hearing this evening where it's possible firing over the response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School is being discussed.
Arredondo, who has been on unpaid leave since June, claims he did not know he was the incident commander on the day of the May tragedy where 19 children and two teachers were killed. State officials and an investigative report fault him for failing to take charge of the scene and not breaching the classroom where the gunman was sooner. The termination hearing pushed back twice. It comes less than 2 weeks before the district begins the new school year.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. In a unanimous verdict, a federal jury has found Los Angeles County must pay Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant, $16 million over photos of his body at the 2020 crash site where he and their daughter Gianna died. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin has apologized over a photo at a private party.
Sanna says she's sorry, the 36-year-old Prime Minister of Finland.
In my opinion, that photo is not appropriate. I apologize for that. That photo shouldn't have been taken, but other than that, nothing remarkable happened that evening.
A publication of a photo that showed two women kissing and posing topless at the official summer residence of the country's leader in the northern part of Helsinki. The PM confirmed the photo was taken following a music festival in early July. She is not in the picture, but two women are in a bathroom with their breasts covered with a sign that says Finland. Marin says the photo was taken during a private party, and the names of all the guests were provided to security. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A new study has found the compound in so-called magic mushrooms helped heavy drinkers cut back or quit entirely. Researchers say this test is the most rigorous one so far, but they say more research is needed to see if the effect lasts and whether it works in a larger study. A new report from the CDC says one state has seen a bigger drop in life expectancy than the rest.
New numbers from the CDC say that life expectancy in New York dropped by more than 3 years in 2020. It says during that year, New Yorkers were dying an average of 3 years earlier, the biggest drop in the country. That puts New York State in 15th place nationwide for life expectancy. The report says the average life expectancy of men in New York dropped to 77.7 years, while women are at age 80.7. Overall, the CDC says life expectancy declined in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, mainly due to the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as what they call unintentional injuries like drug overdoses. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks edged higher. The Dow added 59, the NASDAQ plus 50. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.